Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Anil Agarwal's Vedanta Group is tapping global hedge funds and investors to raise 17,000 crore rupees for its bid to acquire Jaiprakash Associates Limited, reports Deboshi Chaki and Swaraj Singh Danjal. If successful, the deal would mark Vedanta's entry into real estate and cement while boosting its power generation footprint through JAL's vast land and township assets. The investigation into Indus Ind Bank's treasury fraud case has taken a new turn. Manish M. Suvana and Hamsini Karthik report that the Mumbai Police's Economic Offences Wing, the probe so far, does not indicate siphoning of bank funds, and no evidence has been found till now about siphoning of funds, with the losses being notional rather than actual monetary losses. The Employees Provident Fund organisation is stepping up its enforcement drive. The retirement fund manager has set up a national task force to monitor the recovery of Provident Fund dues from companies totaling 21,000 crore rupees, reports Priyansh Verma. The task force will suggest a course of action in high-value cases and meet on a monthly basis to submit reports, while a special cell will track IBC cases and monitor recovery on a daily basis. Foreign investors are making a quiet comeback. After months of selling, FIIs have injected more than 3,000 crore rupees into Indian stocks in the past seven sessions, reports Ravindra Sonavain. This reversal has been attributed to improving corporate earnings and stabilizing macroeconomic conditions. On the trade front, Adrija Chatterjee reports that while India-Canada relations are on the mend, a free trade agreement remains unlikely this year as New Delhi focuses on deals with the US and the EU. Meanwhile, Swita Goswami reports that India is looking to expand its preferential trade pact with the Mercosur bloc, which comprises Brazil, Argentina, Bolivia, Paraguay, and Uruguay, even as a full-fledged FTA remains bogged down by differences within the bloc. India is set to launch its first household income survey in over five decades to gain insights into the earnings and welfare benefits of its households, reports Ishan Gera. The survey will collect granular data on income distribution, wages, government transfers, and welfare support across rural and urban India, and will also explore how social and economic factors influence access to welfare benefits, including centrally funded schemes like PM Kisan Samman Nidhi and state-led initiatives. And finally, in the Diwali blockbuster series, N. Mahalakshmi talks to Manish Chokhani, director of Enam Holdings, about market trends. Chokhani warned that US equities may see a reversal over the next year due to stretched valuations and unsustainable market capitalization. On the other hand, he sees hard assets such as gold, silver, uranium, and real estate in a long-term uptrend driven by currency debasement and excessive money printing. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.